back with you. We'll take your calls at 866-801-8255. Our very special guest for this hour is none other than Dr. Judy Wood. Dr. Wood is a mechanical engineer, but she has research interest in experimental stress analysis, structural mechanics, optical methods, deformation analysis, and the materials characterization of biomaterials and composite materials. She's a member of the Society for Experimental Mechanics and currently serves on the on that organization's Composite Materials Technical Division. Dr. Wood, welcome to We Ourselves.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Tell our listeners how you feel about 9/11 and those towers that came down in New York.
They puzzled me on day one.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen a building unravel before. It just didn't look right.
Mm-hmm.
Why would a building unravel kind of like an avalanche? So I did some quick calculations, and it did make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe I had the coefficient of gravity wrong. So I started looking in various physics books I had laying around. Nope, I had the coefficient of gravity correct.
Mm-hmm.
Something was fishy. I looked around the room at my colleagues. They were playing 9/11 information on the TV screen, and they were all drawn into it. And I pointed to it, like, you believe this stuff? And they looked at me like I was nuts. I'm still to this day puzzled by why some people are drawn into it and some are not.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely a percentage that is not, where the majority, I think, is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, tell our listeners how you come down on this. You co-founded the Journal of 9/11 Studies with physics professor Stephen Jones. Tell our listeners about that.
The journal or
both?
The controlled demolition aspect, there's no doubt that the buildings were blown up. I don't know who did it, but I call it they. You know, the ambiguous they. They blew up the towers. Various folks are drawn into researching 9/11 through different angles. Some are interested in the Pentagon, some in Building 7.
Right.
I was drawn into the towers going straight down because that did not make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me of a tall tree turning into sawdust from the top down.
Ah.
And trees don't disintegrate that way.
Mm-hmm.
They tip over.
Mm-hmm.
But think about if those towers tipped over in New York City, we'd have a really bad problem.
Absolutely. So why didn't you think that it made sense for those towers to come down the way they did?
Well, if you look at the 9/11 Commission report, they claimed that the South Tower came down in 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And the NIST report now has updated their information, and they say that the South Tower came down in 9 seconds and the North Tower came down in 11 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
All in basically the same neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a simple mental exercise to see if that's reasonable. If you throw a grand piano off the roof of one of the towers in a vacuum, so you aren't even considering air resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fastest it can go down is in a vacuum. It will take 9.22 seconds to hit the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
So how could the building come down in 9 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
Does not compute.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a piano is kind of like a parachute. It's got a wide surface area. And if you include air resistance, you know that piano is going to be fighting the air.
Right.
And it's going to slow down. So it's going to be slower than 9.2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit slower. So let's say you throw the grand piano off the roof the same time the building starts to, quote, collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to hit the ground first? Here you are standing on the roof. You mean for the roof to go through the entire building is less resistance than the piano to go through air?
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you conclude? How did you think they brought it down? It was brought down.
Uh, question. I can start eliminating things.
Okay.
And I can tell you my latest observation. Do you realize when they built the towers, they had this slurry wall, and then they built this bathtub, which kind of was it a dam or levee to separate the building construction area from, like, the Hudson River. And it's a very strong wall, and there's no evidence that it was damaged
mm-hmm.
on 9/11. So I start asking myself, why? Did they build it strong enough so you could drop a trillion-pound building on it? That's approximately the weight of it, mm-hmm. is 500,000 tons. If you do a gravity collapse, like if it drops of natural causes, you're going to have a huge amount of force going kaboom down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to damage that bathtub. So bathtub wasn't damaged. Mm-hmm. So that kind of eliminates that. Mm-hmm. It also eliminates dynamite, like conventional controlled demolition. Because if you blew out the lower floors and let gravity drop the rest of the building and smash it on the ground, you have a huge amount of force and you're going to destroy your bathtub mm-hmm. and also the foundation and probably most of Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
If you crack that bathtub, break it up, you have railroad tunnels coming through from the east side that'll flood out and flood all of that's a big problem
mm-hmm.
in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
As well as the subway tunnels. Now, thermite, the same thing, RDX. So let's go to something bigger. Mini nukes or maxi nukes? Do you put nukes in the basement? Do you think you're going to destroy the bathtub?
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of eliminates those.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So what do we have left? We need to do what? We need to take down the building without whacking the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can do some magic means, let's take a weapon from the Star Trek movies.
Mm-hmm.
I call it an alien ray gun.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can aim that at the top of the building and turn into sawdust, and then do that from the top down, you won't damage the bathtub.
Hmm.
And what will you be left with?
Dust.
A whole lot of fine dust.
Mm-hmm.
Really fine, like 50 micron size. You don't get that kind of dust in regular controlled demolition.
Mm-hmm.
You might see it coming out of volcanoes.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's some sort of high-energy weapon
mm-hmm.
that can totally destroy something, and that's where I'd look.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other evidence that's consistent with that as well. There's a bunch of cars over on FDR Drive
mm-hmm.
where the car is just fine except for, like, the driver's side door. It's wilted from heat.
Mm-hmm.
You have a roof of another car that's blistered up, burnt paint, but the plastic molding right inside is fine.
Let me take a short break. I'll be right back
okay.
with you, Dr. Wood. And maybe you can tell our listeners whether such an alien ray gun is possible today.